Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Let's go!
Yo, welcome to Friday's show, Morning Studio.
Morning.
All right, Tim McGraw coming in later.
Ooh.
I get ulcers in my mouth sometimes, like inside on the soft tissue. You guys ever get those?
Yeah.
Like, it's like you bit your cheek or something? Like
kinda.
That?
So anytime I go to the dentist at all, I always know that a couple of those things are going to happen inside my lip. Any mouth trauma at all. But I got a big one inside my jaw. Mm. And I feel like sometimes it doesn't really hurt, but sometimes I'll be in the middle of saying something and I'll just give up on the word halfway through because it hurts.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, armadillo. I was going to say armadillo there, but it just hurts. So if I talk a little funny today, well, that's normal. But today, the real reason is this. I have a huge ulcer on the side of my mouth. Okay, around the room, our producer. He makes all the videos. He moves all the cameras during the studio. Here he is. Producer Eddie, everybody.
Guys, I'm worried that parents think that I have a problem, a partying problem.
A partying?
You know, like a substance abuse problem. Because I've been doing sinus rinse because I've had sinuses. And it's that thing where you squirt the bottle up one nostril and all the water comes out of the other
neti
nostril.
Pot.
It's like a neti pot.
Yeah, but I know the bottle.
You squeeze it and it comes out hard. Well, you think you get all the water out. Well, I went to a birthday party and I had done it like 2 hours before. And when I got to the birthday party, I would lean down to talk to one of the kids, and all of this stuff came out of my nose. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Oh.
And I covered my nose and ran to the bathroom. I'm like, for sure, parents think I have a problem.
That's just gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Yeah.
Did you not lean over for 2 hours?
No.
Did it all come out?
I guess it goes in all these little compartments in your nose where you don't know it, like, distorts.
Do you not blow? Because I would always blow it after I was done.
Dude, I blew it hard.
Really? I would do neti pot, which is different. So that's a pot. It looks like a teapot. You stick that thing up your nose, then you turn your head, and the water rolls through and it comes out the other side. It's like, you're being waterboarded a little bit.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's not fun to do, but it works sometimes.
Oh, when you see what comes out, it's very comforting.
I don't see what comes out.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I don't have glasses on while I do it. Maybe I'm just missing it.
All the stuff that's been making your nose hurt. Yeah.
Also, sometimes all that inflammation isn't stuff in there. It's just inflammation of, like, so it doesn't do anything.
Did you learn that from the doctor?
Well, I've learned from a lot of people.
You are the doctor.
Like, I am a doctor, yeah.
Okay.
Inflammation in general in our bodies is a big part of a reason a lot of the stuff goes wrong. Illness, sick, hurt, pain. It's just trying to fix that. Sometimes trying to fix it through food.
That's what my wife keeps saying.
And the right kinds of food. Not less food, but the right kinds of food.
Yeah.
All right, let's go over to Lunchbox here. Lunchbox, everybody!
I'm going to change your life, guys. There's this app, or I don't even know if it's considered an app, on your phone where, let's say you are at your house and your internet goes out, like mine did the other night. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't do any work. My wife showed me this thing on your phone called Hotspot. So you turn on the hotspot, and it gives internet from your phone to your computer. And I was like, whoa! And I was able to get on the net and do my work. So if you pull out your phone, you can go and turn on a hotspot and zap it to your computer. Life changer.
Zap it?
I don't know what app does
it. I mean, I'm sure there's someone that didn't know this.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm. You need cell, though.
Oh.
So it's if you don't have internet, but you have cell on your data, phone. You need cell data. Yeah, you need the bars to get hotspot to work.
You guys know about it?
Yeah. We have for a little bit, yeah.
That was the first time I'd ever used it.
Well, now you know. And if you're somewhere where you don't have internet, but you have a good, you have all the bars. Or
you're in a car.
Four bars. Or you just hit the hotspot on your phone. Or,
I mean, there's not very many times I'm going to need to use internet. But I was just like, this is crazy.
Or you could say, does anyone have a hotspot if there's no cell? And maybe somebody who has good cell near you would go, I'll turn mine on.
That's pretty neat. It was pretty awesome. I was like, this is pretty cool.
That's how, it's like watching a child do what I, experience what I love for the first time. Like I'm seeing it again through his eyes.
Wow. Man, I'm telling you guys, just go. Go somewhere without internet. And
no, we're good. Yeah, we're good. We're not going to chase that, but that's good that you've learned. Do you know how to do it now on your phone?
I think I know how to go to settings and then something. But then I'd have to look at it again.
Yeah. Okay. All right, cool. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
Well, let's just say hypothetically that I, worked on something that my kids
okay,
had.
Okay, don't beat around the bush.
Okay. Well, there's a project, and I did it. And I'm hypothetically.
What do you mean you did it?
I just want to know my grade. You know what I mean?
But all of it, like from start to scratch? Wait, from scratch to end? Start to end, whatever you say?
Like you did the whole entire thing.
I just want to know.
Hypothetically.
The amount of time I put into it, I should get an A. But I don't know. Because I had to Google some things to see. Like,
is it a written thing? Did you build something?
I am not saying
specifics. Okay, that's fair.
Okay,
and which child and what happened?
Here's my question, though. Does your child usually do A work?
Yeah, both of my yes. I don't think it's going to. No, don't you think I'm smart enough to know that I need to make sure it looks like.
Well, you're asking for an A, though.
Well, you're asking for an A. Like when my mom would do my projects, she wasn't going to do A work because I wasn't an A student.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So if it came in elaborate, they would be like, what in the world?
I know.
So she would do like, okay.
Any chance you went too hard.
So English is the second language for my kids. And so I feel like some of their teachers give them a pass because of that. So I still think some of the errors I made based on that, we'll still get them an A because there's like a curve.
Purposeful English mess ups.
This is going to be bad.
Okay, let us know how that goes.
I know.
We won't ask you a bunch of questions.
Hypothetically, let us know.
If I get an A, I'll let you know.
No, if you get a C or D, hilarious. You have to let us know. Okay, right to me.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he invented the saying fight, grind, repeat, and his dog Stanley loves meat and a treat. Bobby Bones.
Triple rhyme. Right. Triple rhyme score. Triple rhyme score. I do think that I have, I'm not going to say permanently injured, but I do think I've hurt my voice from doing the starting lineup at the Arkansas basketball game a week and a half ago. I didn't even know I was really going to do it until pretty close to the last minute, and I would do it again tomorrow if they asked. But I think it would be like getting out on a track and running sprints as hard as you can without ever stretching. So the game's packed. It's us in Kentucky, 20,000 people in there. The lights are... And they're like, all right. And they give me a list of just the names and the order they're going to run out. And so I just went too hard with no warm-up whatsoever.
Let me finish the starting lineup for your Arkansas Razorbacks.
So I do this. And afterward, I'm like, it's still there.
Yeah, I've never heard you yell that hard, ever.
It's still
And deep.
Yeah, you're like Arkansas.
Yeah, you gotta go. I don't have the pipes to do that as like a real job, but I want to give you energy. Whatever I do, and I just remember like holding my throat when I was like, did I just hurt? And then twice this week when Amy and I were talking before the show, I was like, I think I hurt my voice because I hear it. Yeah. So I hope I didn't permanently injure myself. But you know what? I'd do it again tomorrow. But I would just get warm before. I would do all that. That's what I'm dealing with right now.
Arkansas Razorback.
Well, you can't like this. Arkansas Razorback.
You can't.
All right, glad you guys are here. Big, big show today. Tim McGraw coming by a little bit later. Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I have an issue regarding a new coworker. I just hired a new restaurant hostess. When I trained, he kind of reeked a body odor. The kitchen noticed it as well. I didn't say anything because I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt, but maybe there was some exercising before. Maybe they just had time to freshen up. However, the next day, she came back and she still smelled. By the way, I didn't expect it to be a she.
Me either.
The kitchen mentioned it to our GM. I didn't say anything. I'm afraid the next time she comes back, she'll smell again and someone else will tactlessly tell her she stinks. What's the best way to approach this? Signed, BO to go. Hmm. Well, it's much easier in a business environment whenever you're the boss or if you're above them because you have to do this. If it's just a friend or it's a peer, it's different. If you're working alongside someone, you're not a boss, it's different. If you're over the person, you have to tell them that is your job. Hey, look, did you wash your clothes funny or something? Because something doesn't smell right. It didn't smell right for the last couple of days. So if you're using a weird detergent or something, I don't know. But like, I hate to be, this is uncomfortable for me, but you probably want to know because if you did, you probably can't tell the difference. You're wearing those clothes all the time.
That's good, blaming it on the detergent.
Yeah, just something, right? There's always a side swipe to it.
You don't have to be like, you smell.
That way you avoid the head-on collision.
Yeah.
You're still saying you smell, but what's the easier way to say something that's not that easy to say? What's the easy way to say you stink without going, your freaking armpits and your butt smells bad?
Oh.
Yeah, double. It's a double. It's
armpits and butt.
It's a pit butt, yeah.
I don't know. Hmm.
Instead, you're like, hey, I don't know what it is, but I just want to tell you this. And that's the deal. So, yes, you absolutely have to tell them, but there are ways to gently wade in the water and go deeper and deeper instead of just cannonballing in the deep end, saving someone else's feelings while them just getting the message. If they don't get the message, then you do have to go and get a burner account.
No, you always got to know.
I do. I always like a burner account. But you do have to go and just eventually say, hey, look, you don't smell good. I'm so sorry. Maybe you don't even realize it, but you don't have to do that now. There are a couple steps before you have to go full on. It makes it uncomfortable and hurts their feelings because that's all you're protecting there. And they are to be protected. So you're the boss, you have to do it, or have your general manager do it, but somebody's got to do it. And sometimes tact can get in the way of results. Sometimes you're being tactful, but it's not efficient. You guys worked with me for a long time. Sometimes I have no tact. It's like, this is what we have to do. We have to do it right now because it's just going to be easier in the long run. Because if we just go and rip that Band-Aid off and it's really uncomfortable for a minute, then we just get it done. And then there's all this time we're not spent wasting. Like, I don't know. That's what it feels like. Go for it.
But is there a way to spin it in a more using positive words instead of you don't smell good? Maybe more like, hey, we could smell better.
Because they're not going to think it's about them. Then it's like, oh, yeah, I smelled her too. She was bad. No, it's you. It's uncomfortable to be a boss. It's uncomfortable to be a leader. If it were comfortable, everybody would be doing it. And at a high level and a high rate, but it ain't comfortable. So go be a leader and make it happen and make her pits and her butt smell less.
Yeah.
The end.
USA, USA.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Maybe my favorite segment of the whole week.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
Everybody just has to come into the room and have an extremely fun, weird, interesting fact. Amy, you're up.
A guinea pig named Randy once broke out of his zoo enclosure and impregnated nearly 100 females in 2014. He became the father of 400 babies from that.
Atta boy.
Wow. Like, he broke out of the big house?
He went on a spree.
He was like, I might be going back, so.
I want you.
Dang. What was his name again?
Randy.
Call me Randall. Wow. Lunchbox.
Amy brought in a story about your pee should be like 23 seconds long when you go to the bathroom. And so I wanted to know, I wonder what the world record is.
No, don't do it. Okay, they say poop. Okay, good. Go ahead.
No, the world record for the longest pee, 508 seconds. That is almost 8.5 minutes someone pee.
How long did they hold it for?
How did they do that? Their bladder's that big?
That can't be true. A human on Earth?
Or like an elephant.
Yeah, maybe an elephant.
And was it a real bladder?
Guys, and everywhere I Google, I said, what's the longest pee? And it keeps coming up. 8.5, almost 8.
And they're also like,
minutes.
Why do you keep Googling this weirdo?
Yeah, that's true. It's been in my search bar like 5 different times. And everything I say, it's
8-minute pee.
Yeah.
I peed a minute and 10 seconds.
You did?
It was like a minute eight. Yeah, minute eight.
You're still like
earlier today, I peed 35.
Seconds?
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, I was proud of my minute eight. It's a new PR, personal record.
No, that's not good, though. That means you're holding it too long, and you're going to have bladder issues when you get older.
I was just trying to get it longer and longer.
No,
I totally misunderstood this the mission of this.
No. Yeah. He was doing like a bench press. He was trying to get it, you know, stronger.
Yeah, I was trying to get stronger at it. Well, okay, Eddie, over to you.
Guys, this is pretty darn cute. Prairie dogs, the way they greet each other is by kissing. But actually, that's not true, because what they're really doing is they're inspecting their teeth and be like, oh, I know you.
Oh, so they are greeting by what looks like kissing.
Yes.
But teeth inspection.
Forever scientists were like, oh, they kiss each other, and that's how they greet each other. But no, they're really looking at their teeth and be like, oh, you're Henry, I know you.
I do that, but I'm like, Eddie, all good today? No Brussels sprouts last night.
No, I'm good.
All clear, buddy. Morgan.
We all love space on this show. Well, space has a smell. According to several astronauts, it smells like hot metallic, and it's like a whiff of that. One astronaut described it as a summer barbecue.
Oh.
Space
hot metallic.
Like barbecue?
Mm. That, weird. And finally, during World War II, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Philadelphia Eagles both had so many players go off to war, they merged the two teams and played as the Steagles.
Oh, that's funny.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's great.
They won 5 games, did not make the playoffs. But the Steelers and the Eagles were a team known as the Steagles.
They lost half their team. That's crazy.
That is crazy. It's like Ted Williams. Had he not went and fought in the war and flew planes, and he's already, you know, the last player to ever bat 400, like one of the greatest baseball players ever. Can you imagine if he had to take in the prime of his career time off to go to war? How good he would be. But also, thanks for serving.
Yeah, and Elvis.
Yeah, but they kind of treated him nicely.
Yeah,
I'll be
honest with you. That's true.
All right, there you go. That's Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday. Yeah!
It's time for the good news.
With Amy. Tell me something good.
Shout out to this second grader, Caroline Carlson from R.E. Baker Elementary in Bentonville, Arkansas, because it was superhero day at school and kids were encouraged to dress up as their favorite superhero. Guess who she dressed up as?
Probably somebody that's not Iron Man.
Like, her teacher.
Oh, she's getting an A for sure.
They took a picture together, posted on Facebook. It's gone viral and it's just really special. I'm sure that just warmed the teacher's heart. And it's really cool that she thought of that.
I like it if she meant it. I love
she
it.
She did.
If it was strategy. Either way, that is an awesome story.
And her teacher is Jamie Day, by the way. So shout out, because you must be an amazing teacher.
There you go. Miss Day, Mr. Day, whichever one it is. It's a great
but
job.
He's a woman. Yeah.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. That is a great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time for everyone's favorite trivia game. It's easy trivia. It's the easiest trivia game in the whole wide world. Category number one, iconic 90s country songs. You can't go home. If you miss, that's okay, but it's so easy. Number one, our champion being Eddie. Eddie, who sings Friends in Low Places?
That's the GOAT, Garth Brooks.
Morgan, who sings Neon Moon?
Brooks and Dunn.
Correct. Amy, who sings Achy Breaky Heart?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah. Lunchbox, who sings She's in Love with a Boy?
Trisha Yearwood.
Good. See how easy that was.
There's a little pause
easy.
There, though.
That wasn't easy.
See how easy that was. Eddie and Amy both have 3 wins this
that's
season.
Crazy.
Let's go. Oh,
playing to 5. Eddie's wearing a tiara because that's what the winner does. They get to wear the championship that's tiara. Right. And if you miss a question,
you've been boned.
It's called getting boned. Ready. Question number one. The category is cartoon colors. Eddie, what color is Peter Pan's outfit?
Peter Pan's is green.
That's correct. Morgan, what color are Mickey Mouse's shorts?
Oh, his shorts? I believe they're red.
Correct.
Wow,
that is hard.
Amy, what color are the Smurfs?
They're blue.
Mm-hmm. Lunchbox, what color is Barney the dinosaur?
Purple.
Thank you. Nice job. Look how easy that was.
That was easy.
That was not easy.
Which one did you not know?
I wouldn't know Mickey's shorts.
Next category is geography. Eddie, what country is to the north of the United States?
That's Canada.
Boom. Morgan, what country is to the south of the United States?
Mexico.
Correct. Amy, what ocean is to the east of the United States?
Okay. On the east coast, that is New York, and that is the Atlantic.
That is correct. Lunchbox, what ocean's to the west?
Pacific.
Did you know that, or did she eliminate the other one?
No, I already knew. My shark attack happened in the Atlantic.
When you were attacked by a shark in your paddle boat?
Yep.
Yeah, I hear you. Famous structures, Eddie. What's the name of the large famous structure in Paris?
The Eiffel Tower.
Good. Don't know the accent you tried there, but good. Morgan, what's the name of the large famous sculpture in New York Harbor in New York City?
The Statue of Liberty.
Good. Amy, what's the name of the famous structure known for its nearly 4-degree lean, which is the result of an unstable foundation?
The Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Good. Lunchbox, what's the name of the famous observation tower in Seattle, Washington?
The Space Needle.
Good. Look at us. We're all still alive.
Come on.
We're all still alive. Man, now we're going to speed it up a little bit. You guys don't have a lot of time to answer this. When I time you and hit zero, you got to give me an answer. Category is fictional animals. Hmm. What's the name of the warthog in The Lion King, Eddie?
Pumbaa. Oh.
Correct. Oh. What's the name of the meerkat in The Lion King, Morgan?
No, I don't know. Pumbaa and Simon.
So close.
So close.
You've been booed.
Simon.
That's Simone? So close.
I tried to say that.
It's Timon.
Dang it. Oh, I would have said Simone.
I thought it was Simone.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Morgan's eliminated.
Jeez.
Good run, Morgan. What kind of animals, Amy, are Scar's henchmen in The Lion King?
Hyenas.
Wow, good. Quick. Lunchbox. Rafiki. Familiar?
Never heard of him.
What kind of animal is Rafiki? Yeah, I said it wrong. Rafiki. Yeah, Rafiki. Yeah, that's why I said it again. The advisor to Mufasa and Simba in The Lion King. Rafiki.
Mufasa. Oh, he's a monkey.
That's correct.
Okay.
Woo. That's a buzzer.
Oh, boy.
Three remain.
Come on.
NBA team cities.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Amy, Eddie, what city are the Mavericks in?
That's Dallas.
Correct. Amy, what city are the Lakers in?
Los Angeles. Lakers.
Correct.
Thank you.
The Celtics are in what city, Lunchbox?
Boston.
Good. Okay. Faster. Pixar movies. Eddie.
Oh, boy.
What Pixar movie, this is easy trivia, features Sheriff Woody and Buzz Lightyear?
That's Toy Story.
Correct. Amy, which Pixar movie features Lightning McQueen and Mater?
Cars.
Correct. Lunchbox, which Pixar movie features Mike Wazowski and Sully?
Monsters, Inc.
Correct. Wow.
Wow, 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 wow.
Huh?
The category is wheels.
Huh? Wheels.
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 What's the name of the game show hosted by Pat Sajak, Eddie?
Ah, Wheel of Fortune.
Correct. Amy, what's the name of the American brand of scale model car introduced by American toy maker Mattel?
And Hot Wheels.
Okay.
Wow.
Lunchbox, what's the name of Darius Rucker's number one smash in 2013?
Wagon wheel.
Good.
Yeah!
Category is the Bible.
Give me with music.
The Bible.
Oh, no.
I'm done.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Amen.
Oh, did you say amen?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Like, I'm just trying to
do something.
Eddie, what's the first book in the Bible?
Genesis.
Correct. Amy, who were the first people God created?
Adam and Eve.
Correct. Uh-oh. Lunchbox, in what city was Jesus born?
He was born in Bethlehem.
Yeah.
Yeah!
What up?
Hey,
Catholic in the house!
You're good.
Catholic in the house!
Does anybody else go, oh, little town of Bethlehem?
Yeah. Man, look at that!
Or I went, oh, little town of Bethlehem. Mm-hmm.
All those.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, we're running out of we're about to get a sudden death.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Easy trivia. The category is Women of iHeart Country.
Oh, no.
Eddie, what superstar is currently on their Denim and Rhinestones tour?
That's Carrie Underwood.
Nice job. Amy, who just had their first number one, which is a duet with their husband called Thank God?
Oh, Caitlin Brown.
Correct. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Who had their first number one in 2021 with Things a Man Oughta Know?
What? In 2021?
Who had their first...
That's that girl from Mississippi or Alabama. Lainey Wilson.
Correct.
Wow!
And that's her name. She's from Louisiana.
Louisiana.
I don't know.
But you said, that's that girl from Mississippi or Alabama.
And you said it like you knew it.
Yeah, it's from Louisiana.
You meant those states down there.
Sudden death.
Oh, my God.
What do we do?
Oh, my God.
If you win, you move to the next round. So it's two of you are going to get through. Okay?
Oh, wow.
Say your name is the buzzer. Question one. What geometric shape would best describe A Pringles can.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Cylinder.
Correct. He's on to the finals. He's on to the finals. He's on to the finals.
Yeah, wow. Easy with the eat it.
Amy and Eddie.
Eat Pringles.
That's true. You do eat it. Eat Pringles. He got you there. I can't say much. He got you.
Cylinder.
Guys. Uh-huh. One of you moves to the finals. What geometric shape would best describe a globe?
Eddie.
Eddie.
Sphere.
Correct. Why would you say sphere?
You
I didn't
said,
call on you.
He said me.
Yellow card that rolls into the next round.
Wow. But she's not in the next round, are
No, next game.
Okay.
Wow.
Bye, Amy.
I didn't mean to do it.
I know. It just happened.
Does she get boned?
Oh, yeah. Boner, please.
You've been boned.
We have one category left, so you can see the category. I'm not making it up. On the final page, square roots.
I can't see it. No, stop that.
I swear to God, it's
stop
the category.
That. Why would we put that back in here?
I don't know. I don't make the questions, dude. I'm the host. I'm Pat Sajak, okay?
I don't even know what that is again.
Merv Griffin over there is making the questions.
All right,
Mike
go.
D.
Oh
Let's go, Lunchbox.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
There are three questions.
Okay.
Buzz in with your name. Best of three. What's the square root of 144?
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
12.
Correct.
Yeah.
Amy, relax.
No, I can cheer.
Eddie, he's going to jump quick. You know that, right?
No, I know, but I don't know square roots.
What? We've done it four times. You should learn.
Let's go.
Can we change topics?
No. What's the square root of 64?
Eddie. 8.
Correct.
Oh, let's go.
He definitely paused.
Yeah.
Well, yo, that's what you do.
Okay.
Right? When you say your name, it buys you a few seconds?
Well, I call time after about 2 seconds.
Exactly. So you have 2 seconds to guess.
Last one. Don't jump in too early. Just going to warn you. What is the square root of 100?
Eddie.
Eddie.
I have no chance. It's 9.
Incorrect.
Lunchbox, 10.
Correct.
All don't, I do is okay. win, no matter what. Got money on my mind. I can go again.
Hey, you won.
What's going on?
What's going
on?
You
can't do that.
Do what?
As the host.
Do what?
You said don't.
You acted like you were going to say
100. I didn't do anything.
No, you absolutely did. You go 100.
You asked the question and whatever. No, I said, but what's the square root of 100?
Yeah, but listen, he got us both. I thought it was going to be 100 and I was waiting on another number.
But there's no one that would be 9 because 9 is 81.
Oh, it's not 180?
Yeah, you would not. Okay. No.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it was like, I would have jumped in if I knew 100. Right. I would have beat him in.
Hey, at Showbiz, baby, sometimes people say things like
when
you're
I
expecting
watched,
it.
Hey, you won. Let it go.
I know.
Yellow card for complaining after a win.
Dang.
That rolls into the next round.
This is crazy.
Hey,
Two yellow cards.
I won.
Good job.
Two yellow cards in one game?
Yeah,
guys, you all better settle down.
Settle down. That's right.
Jeez
Lunchbox, Louis. Nice win. Put a win on. You can put it on the board. Point.
Yeah.
Matthew from Denver, Colorado left this voicemail.
Bobby Bones, you are on to something with this New Hampshire thing. I don't want to jump on the whole conspiracy theory train, but I have my undergrad from Southern New Hampshire University, and I got it taking night classes when I was in the military. I have never been to New Hampshire. So, does New Hampshire really exist?
Exactly. Wow. So crazy. My questions are, question one, does New Hampshire exist? Question two, if it does exist, how do they get to be so awesome? Because they never cause problems.
Yeah.
It's the least problematic state ever. So either it doesn't exist or it's the greatest. It's a utopia. So I'll keep on with it.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
This older guy was passing out candy to kids.
Wait, what?
Uh-oh. This is trouble.
Some people were like, well, this is weird. We're going to call the police. Well, the police went to talk to him, and he was like, hey, I heard about this day. It's called Random Acts of Kindness Day. I know it's not today, but I'm inspired by it. So I just thought I would give out chocolate, because he went up to this one boy in particular and was like, here's this box of chocolates. And the boy was like, nah, I'm good. I don't want it.
Yeah, I've heard from every single person ever, never take candy from a stranger, right?
And, then he said, oh, well, if you don't want to go, maybe your mom will. Take it home to your mom. And then people are like, this is, what's going on? But really, they didn't end up arresting him because he was truly trying to be kind.
Okay, good. Woof.
Yeah, but for whatever reason, I thought of Lunchbox maybe trying to do this.
No. I'm not going to go up to kids and hand out chocolate.
You did a bit where you tried to ride a school bus with kids.
That's right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, no, I know. I agree. You shouldn't do the
but
bit.
But it's kind.
It is kind. And you know what? Good for this old guy, because he was trying to do something kind. Probably isn't on Twitter or TikTok and doesn't see what the
trends are.
Yeah, and what... I was worried. I feel good about it. Just somebody put their arm around and be like, hey, old timer, here's the deal. You can't give kids candy you don't know, because there's kind of a bad reputation with people giving kids candy they don't have.
Yeah, no, the police said...
Does he also drive a white van with no windows?
Yeah. Right.
He's like, he would drive his white window, his van up to the school.
The police said, quote, he was genuine and pure. So
that's good. I like it.
All good. And let this be encouragement to you today to go do something kind.
Not that,
as
though.
As well.
Got it. Thank you.
Scientists are claiming that they have this new hormone injection that could help sober you up twice as fast. They've tested out in mice so far.
I'm in then. I don't even drink. I don't even get drunk.
It makes me feel bad for the little
mice. If they test it on mice, I'm ready.
So did the mice get drunk?
Yeah, they
get drunk. Okay.
Yeah, they
test group of party and mice.
They inject the mice with ethanol, or what? That's alcohol, right? Some, whatever that is.
Okay.
And then they were gave them the FGF21, which is a growth factor thing. And voila, they could function like 50% faster.
Well, you got to elevate from mice. So you can't just go mice human. I'm not a big mice to human guy.
But
you
what do go, they do? I
do
feel
mean?
Like they do. That's what they do.
No, no, I know. I'm just a big believer in doing it in the middle. Like find a middle ground.
Yeah, what's in between? Like a
well,
monkey?
A monkey's too close to okay. us. So that's that. We don't need to go that far up, but I don't know, like a porcupine. It's a little bigger. It's got four. It's just, you can't go mice to human.
Okay.
That's just not close enough.
But this could be awesome for people.
Mm-hmm.
If that, you know, you go out and then you're like, shoot, yeah. I got to go to work.
Yeah, even. Yeah. Okay, what else?
Okay.
No, not that, Amy. Don't say that. No, you don't go out, get the shot,
away.
Then go to work.
Not straight away.
Oh, okay. Of course
I
not.
Mean, you have 4 hours and then
sure.
it gives you like eight, basically.
Love it.
Okay, Luke Combs probably has a ton of money, right?
Not probably, he does.
Probably? What do you mean?
No, he does.
So,
I saw a watch he's wearing last time we talked to him.
Oh, yeah?
That like watches. And I was like, guy, just look at him. Killing it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a watch that looks so cheap, and it is so expensive, like purposefully. Not cheap. It looks so simple, I should say. But it was a really expensive watch. I was very jealous. Yeah.
Well, all that is why I was shocked to see that they don't have any help at home with their baby Tex. Him and his wife, Nicole, they do it all. They do everything.
Hey,
which
look,
he praised her for most of it because he's on the road a lot and in and out. But she's doing it. He's doing it. And I was like, wow, look at him. Because they could hire all the people if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So I love to hear that.
That's a great, well.
But no shame if you do hire.
I was about to say,
yes.
I like one for me.
Yeah.
I like a nine nanny for me. We don't have kids. But no shame there.
Yeah,
that true. It?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
6-year-old Lucy Tresh loves going to Chuck E. Cheese and playing the games, don't we all? But here's the thing. She's really good at those games. Woo, skee ball. Woo, boop, 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 boop. And she amassed 27,000 tickets to get a bunch of toys. So she cashes them all in, and she goes, Mom, I don't want to keep these toys. There's kids at the cancer hospital. I need to donate all the toys
Dang.
To them.
That's a kid. A kid doing that.
Amazing. 6-year-old.
I keep the toys now.
Hey, we went today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kid's
awesome.
Six and doing that.
Yeah, and the lunchbox used the word amassed.
He probably read it.
A what?
He didn't even know he said it. That's the thing. He was just reading it.
That's how many tickets she got.
Oh, yeah,
she
that's what
that
it said
many.
In the story.
Yeah. She just went with it.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
She collected games.
What does amass mean?
Amass, like a lot?
No, not amass. Like amass. Yeah, like if you amass something, it's like what?
Amass it? Amass.
If it's amassed.
Okay.
I don't know.
Never mind.
It's like gathering something.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Amassed it.
And I had just said that.
Yeah, you did. Okay, thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. That's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.